in Congress.
Part of the reason I think that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines.
Critics pointed out McConnell's had 7 years to get ready for a Republican president. USA Radio News.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish, hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
French officials say the man who tried to run down French troops with a car is now in custody and wounded.
The French Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, says the main suspect is now in custody. Another French official says that suspect was shot and injured by French police. The soldiers had been standing by a military vehicle when suddenly they were struck by a speeding BMW. Six of them were injured. Two are said to be in serious condition. The soldiers were heading out on patrol in a suburb northwest of Paris, working under that state of emergency that's been in place in France since the terrorist attacks of November 2015.
Former Texas Governor Mark White being remembered by friends and political figures in Houston. Memorial service was held today for the former Texas governor who died over the weekend of a heart attack. Former President George W. Bush called White someone who was well-suited to be governor. He praised White's support of education and the implementation of the No Pass, No Play, which required football players to have passing grades to play the sport. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
For many parents of young toddlers, it's a nightmare scenario, and a young couple in Phoenix is living it now as their toddler fell into a pool. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Officials with the Sun City Fire Department and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office believe the one-year-old girl crawled out of the house through a doggy door and ended up in the water. She was missing for about 10 minutes and unresponsive when pulled out of the pool. The incident is now under investigation.
Officials connected to Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, say the Trump administration and campaign workers have handed over documents.
Bloomberg reports that Donald Trump Jr. and former campaign manager Paul Manafort have turned over thousands of pages of documents to the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The panel asked for all records regarding any attempt to gain information from Russian government operatives or related sources. The committee also requested documents related to any effort to coordinate with Russia's attempt to influence the outcome of the election. A committee spokesman says the Trump campaign turned over about 20,000 pages of documents on August 2nd.
A new survey is showing that Republican approval of Congress is dropping to its lowest point of the year. The poll from Gallup shows that even though they control both chambers of Congress, only 16% of Republicans are approving of the work that's being done. Approval among Democrats was just 12%. Overall, the U.S. approval of Congress has dropped to 16% since July. Get more news and analysis of today's headlines at usaradio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's most outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for being with us today. You know, folks, before we start, you often hear me at the end of our program thank our team here at Legends of Success. Nobody does it alone, and we've learned that from all of our Legends of Success. And Lord knows, I stumble over my words, I screw up the English language, and I stutter from time to time, and I thank that valuable team making us sound probably better than what we are. Well, folks, today we have the opportunity to visit with Ron Shaw, who has retired from America's fastest-growing company in its industry, the Pilot Pen Corporation. Our timing is excellent, as Ron obviously is now reflecting on a career that started out by answering a tiny Help Wanted ad in the Miami Herald and went on to Ron becoming this industry's, or the industry's, most honored leader. Let's welcome our friend Ron Shaw, the now Chairman Emeritus of Pilot Pen Corporation. Ron, welcome to Legends of Success.
John, that's a terrific intro. I thank you for that. And before we go anywhere, I was listening to your comment about nobody does it alone. We've got some time now during this interview to talk about my team and all the people that have helped me, but you're 100% right on. Nobody that ever built a company did it by themselves. And it does take a terrific team to make all of us look good.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. And I got to tell you, I've heard from folks like the Ron Shaws of the world who say, John, one of the secrets is surround yourself with people who are smarter at other areas that you're not good at. And, you know, when I look at a team, Ron, it's not simple math of adding, but it is like squaring a number. Am I correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I have a dear friend of mine. We've been friends for 38 years. Admittedly, he was never a part of the corporate scene. He ran his own company in the roofing business for many, many years and highly successful. But he always used to say to me early in my career at Pilot Pen, be careful now that you don't hire anybody who's smarter than you are because you don't want that person to look better than you. And for all you know, you may end up losing your job. And I just never could disagree with anybody more than I disagreed with him. It is absolutely the wrong way to go in the corporate world. don't be insecure. I just felt that I was doing the best that I could, and I purposely attracted as bright a person as I could find for every department head that I had. And I am just delighted that I did that. They were a bunch of good guys, and especially, look, I came out of sales, marketing, advertising, PR. That was my expertise. That's what I brought to the party. I did not have a background, nor did I study in school anything that had to do with finance or economics. I wish I had.
Wow.
So I needed to find people who were much, much brighter than me, specifically in that field, to help us grow and to help me look good. And I've always done that. So I totally agree. You need to find the very best, brightest people you can find in each particular department.
Well, and hats off to you. And you continue to validate the stories we hear time and time again. And the more times you hear it from folks who are the real deal like yourself, the more it continues to validate the story. Jack Welch from General Electric was on this program, Ron. And he said to me that when he became the CEO of GE Credit prior to becoming chairman of General Electric, he said, John, when I became CEO of GE Credit, I could not read a financial statement. I had to go to our CFO, and I asked him, please teach me how to read a financial statement. And that just shows that all of us have our own weaknesses and insecurities, but it's the drive and vision and belief and that team around us that's going to define the difference. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. We're talking about Pilot Pen, and that is where I've spent the last 32 years. But prior to that, I had spent 14 years with the Bic Pen Company and worked my way up. As you said earlier, from that little ad that actually my wife found it in the Miami Herald back in 1961. And when I became the national sales manager at the age of 30, and they brought me in to my first board meeting, and they put a financial report in front of me. And like Jack Welch, I didn't know how to read it.
Wow.
And I sat there and, ooh, I see. And I'm just faking my way,
sure.
But we have a little library in this little town in Connecticut where we live, and I went there, and I found books on accounting, and I found books that I could teach myself, you know, how to read financial reports. So I just like him. Mm. At that stage in my career, I couldn't read one either. But, yeah, for survival, you learn how to do it.
I love it. I love it. And, folks, if you're just tuning in to Legends of Success, we're so honored to have the very recently retired Ron Shaw, retired president and CEO and now chairman emeritus of the fastest-growing company in its industry, Pilot Pen Corporation. Give us a, if you would please, Ron, just a quick snapshot of the size and the, you know, a Pilot Pen, just in a snapshot. And when we're done, I'm going to take you back to where did you come from?
Well, just to put it into proper perspective, when I joined the company, which was in April of 1975, their sales in America was just a little over $1 million a year. And this past year, we did $193
million.
Mm. So we're $193 million bigger than we were when I started. And a whole lot of nice things happened in between. We had 9 employees when I joined the company, and we have 276 now.
Mm.
We have a factory in America down in Jacksonville, Florida, 270,000 square feet. So a lot of growth, a lot of wonderful things happened. And to put it further into perspective, the snapshot, as you call it, Pilot Pen is the oldest and the largest pen company in Japan. The company was founded in 1918, and we are the American operation, American subsidiary of that operation. At the same time, we are now the biggest subsidiary that the company has anywhere in the world.
And that's commendable, and they are a billion-dollar company today, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and so the products, and also a couple of, like the Razor Point is probably your best-branded product, isn't it?
Well, it was the one that put us on the map.
Sure.
You know, new technology has come along, and the Razor Point is still in the line. There are some loyalists who just swear by that particular product. It was a product that allowed us to get Americans to write with an extra fine point that hadn't been known before, other than in a really freshly sharpened pencil. And so we had some wonderful success. It's how we got ourselves on the map. There are other products today that sell much, much better than the Razor Point, but for those people 32 years later who still are in love with that product, it's still in the line.
It is. Folks, we're visiting with Ron Shaw today, Chairman Emeritus of Pilot Penn Corporation. After 21 years at the helm of Pilot Penn, he is retired. When we get back, we're going to ask Ron what his reflections are over a lifetime of up and down success, because you haven't heard the half of his original start out and times he was unemployed. He has been on the Larry King Show. He's an old friend of Larry King. He's been on Larry King Live. He's been in the Wall Street Journal, profiled in the New York Times, USA Today, Forbes, and Fortune. And today, we're honored to have him here on Legends of Success. We appreciate your emails. Continue to contact us and give us feedback on the show, folks. When we get back, we're going to go back to the beginning and find out, where did Ron Shaw come from and how did he navigate his way to the top of the fastest growing company in their industry, Pilot Penn Corporation? I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be right back. Hi, this is John Resnick from Legends of Success radio program. If you've got your sights set on moving up the corporate ladder to the executive suite, here's a power tip. Remember, it's not about you. Focus on making those around you better. Take it from Jack Welch, the legendary CEO of General Electric.
We've been able to make a real impact on people by talking about the fact that when you become a manager, the biggest transition that occurs is it goes from being about you to being about them, your people. And you'll only be as good as the people you build up around you. And you should see eyes light up over this concept and then get dialogue about it. It is such a refreshing thing to see young kids getting out of school. They're all eager to do their thing. I said, but in 2 or 3 years when you become a manager, you got to stop thinking about you. It's going to be about them. You'll only be as good as they make you.
For more about Legends of Success, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success, and we're visiting today with Ron Shaw, Chairman Emeritus of the Pilot Pen Corporation of America. And I also want to point out that if the wisdom that you hear from Ron today is detailed in a book called Pilot Your Life, How to Create the Career You Want. Ron, when was this published? Just in the last couple of years, I imagine.
The hardcover came out in October of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, actual publication date was October the 1st. That means that it came out only 10 days after September 11th.
Oh, boy.
And I was scheduled to go out on a 14-week tour to promote the book, 14 cities, rather. And, you know, I did it. But the book does have a bit of humor in it, and it was not necessarily the time to be out trying to be cute or humorous,
sure,
let alone funny. It was a difficult time. But nonetheless, the book went to four printings, and Prentice Hall published it. And then, as life would have it, this is a company that was in business for 90-some years, and they abruptly, almost overnight, went bankrupt.
Oh, geez.
Now, I got a couple of wise guy children, you know, who said it's probably because they published Daddy's book that they went out of business.
Out of the mouths of the babes, right?
Yeah, but that did happen, and so then we thought that would be the end of it. And then a couple of years later, another publisher by the name of Emmis came along and said, you know, some of the people you wrote about, unfortunately, have since passed away. Would you mind bringing the book, you know, up to date? And we'd like to bring it out in soft cover.
Mm-hmm.
So we had another run in soft cover. So, it did well at all the standard bookstores. Today, I think Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com might be the only place you can still find it, but it's still available.
Well, I thank Fannie Kim, your assistant, for sending me one because it's a great read. And I want to ask you, you know, throughout this book is not only a biography, folks, but it's a lesson. If you're a young entrepreneur or whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, there's wisdom in this book. And the first thing I want to ask you about before I go back to where you started, Ron, my favorite quote in this book is a question. You say, is there a secret to success? And your answer is, the secret is never wait for someone else to give you permission to pursue your dreams. And, boy, that is powerful. Give me a one-minute anecdote on that before we go back.
It's just logic. It is absolutely the way I feel. It's absolutely the way I have lived my life. I have been extremely aggressive from the time I was a kid. Coming from a blue-collar family, there was never any extra money around for anything, and I wanted to make some money when I was 10 years old, and I went a paperboy's job, and then they asked me how old I was, and I said I was 10. They said they can't hire me because you have to be 12. So I went to another district a block away, same newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and I applied again. It was amazing in that little travel I went from one district to the other, I got 2 years older.
Of course.
And I got the job. And,
yes.
And I'm riding around on a bike delivering papers that my dad bought at a police auction
mm-hmm.
for $5. Well, that wasn't my style, even at the age of 10.
Uh-huh.
And so I went into a bike shop and negotiated to buy a Schwinn Black Phantom, which was the newest, sleekest bicycle that had ever been made. And it was $86. This is in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine $86 in today's money. I don't know. That's probably $350 or $400. And I walk in and I tell this guy, I'll buy it. I have a paper route. I make $12 a week. And here's $6. I now owe you $80. I promise every Saturday I'll come in and pay you $5 until it's paid off. And I talked this guy into doing it. He didn't know me.
What?
I didn't know him. I was 10 years old. So my point being that even from that little example, I've always lived my life on the basis that I don't need anybody's permission to pursue what I want. As long as it's legal, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody in the process, I'm going after what I think is right for me.
Mm.
And so it just stuck with me, and it just seemed to be the overriding theme that we ought to use when we wrote that book.
You know, and I like it because I remember when I had to move to the West Coast and I was unemployed and you're scrounging around for jobs. The lesson you learn in life is that it's nice if somebody gives you a break, but you make your own breaks.
Absolutely.
Right?
You take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way.
Well, you were born in Philadelphia. Your father, Herb, and your mom, they call her Babe, or is
that
her real name?
No, her real name was Henrietta, but from the time she was a baby, they called her Babe. She was the youngest of seven girls,
mm-hmm.
and they called her Baby, and that later became Babe.
But it wasn't long before you ended up, your dad, by the way, drove a delivery in a sales truck for Baldwin Uniform. The fact that I'm trying to bring up, or the point, is that you did not come from a highly successful entrepreneurial family. You kind of learned the ropes on your own, am I right?
Right, absolutely not at all. And then my mother came down with a rare skin disease that they ultimately, when they figured out what it was, said the only thing that would cure that was being in a warm climate. And the doctor, this was 1948, and the doctor recommended that we move either to Arizona or to Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1948, Jewish families didn't run out to Arizona. So we went to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got there, and that's how I came then to grow up in the greater Miami area.
And when you were a kid, my research is telling me, and thanks to your book here, that fascinating read. You were fascinated by a radio program called Youth Roundup. Tell us how that influenced your life as a kid, and what pivotal event that made in your life.
The story that I told you a few moments ago about getting the newspaper out was for the Miami Daily News.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday in the Daily News, there was a two-page section called the Youth Roundup. It was written by, and it was written about, teenagers. And they then had a radio program. Now, in 1950, television was just arriving in Miami. There was no cable, so everything came by what they called kinescopes, which was just a film of programs that were on the air in the Northeast. And so there was a lot of radio that was still the game of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many homes had televisions. And so on the NBC radio station, WIOD, which ironically is the same station where Larry King got his break,
mm-hmm.
they had this program every week called the Youth Roundup. And it was sponsored by Coca-Cola. And they had, among other things, they had a panel discussion of teenage problems, etc. But a segment of the program every week featured some talent. And so it might be a singer, it might be a trumpet player, it might be a harmonica player. So I went down to audition when I was, I guess at that time, I was just about 10 and a half, 11 years old. And I went down to audition as a piano player because I'd been taking piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I passed the audition. And they said, okay, you'll appear 2 weeks from now. But the producer of the show was fascinated with the sound of my voice. And even as young as I was, he said, would you mind reading this script? We'd like to record it. And you would appreciate this, John, being in radio, they recorded it on a wire recorder.
Oh, jeez.
Not tape, wire.
Oh, wow.
And so they played it back, and he said, I think I've got a speaking part for you. Can you come down this week for the program? And I ended up doing that program for 3 years, and it was really where I got myself entrenched in first radio. The piano playing by myself led to my putting a band together, which lasted all through high school. And then by a very chance accident one night doing a show, the comedian in the show that I was playing for didn't show up, and they asked me to go out and introduce the acts and tell a few jokes, and that then led to a career as a comedian.
And you had a run. Would you have like 11 years as a career as a comedian?
Well, I did. You know, it was a great, great way to grow up. Imagine being in Miami Beach
mm-hmm.
in the 1950s when that was the mecca of show business. Las Vegas was not as big as Miami Beach was then.
Well, I understand you opened up for Dean Martin once.
Well, we did. That was probably the biggest thing I ever did. It was Liberace and Dean Martin. I was the unknown comic on the bill at the time. And just worked wherever there was work. But there was so much work. There were so many nightclubs. There were so many theaters. There were so many hotels. Plenty of places to work. And I was just lapping it up and enjoying every moment of it. And, I'd say about the time maybe when I was even 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
if you had said to me, I see ahead of you, Ron, a 46-year career selling pens. I would like to know what you would have been smoking or what you might have been drinking, because there was nothing in this world that was going going to get me away from show business.
You know, and that is a good point, and it's a pivotal point in our story, because folks, you're probably wondering, what in the world does this young man, when he's a kid, and his experience being a comedian and on stage and performing in front of up to 1,000 GIs, well, we're going to hear how that really helped set the stage for this man's whole future. And as a salesman par excellence, right up to the top and lead of the industry, we get back with Ron Shaw. You'll see how all this story connects. Ron, we appreciate you being with us on Legends of Success today. When we get back, we're going to hear about that illustrious career and talk more about your book, Pilot Your Life. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The United States, along with other nations, condemn North Korea for their destabilizing activities. They've continued to take part of that.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert answering questions from reporters regarding President Trump's statements about North Korea. She said the United States government is speaking in one voice, as is many other nations around the world.
The United States pressure campaign that's backed by many other nations. And we see that pressure campaign, which is a long-term campaign, but that campaign is working. It is ratcheting up the pressure on North Korea.
And while many in the State Department are downplaying the situation with North Korea, the stock market, paying attention to it, it's in negative territory today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell down 38 points to 22,047. The S&P 500 lost a point to 2,474. NASDAQ down 18 at 6,352. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the Summer Essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Compelling and inspiring stories told firsthand by the legends themselves. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success with Ron Shaw, Chairman Emeritus of Pilot Pen Corporation of America and the author of Pilot Your Life. This is a great book. It's not only a wonderful biography, it takes you back a number of years, but it also, Ron also shares the wisdom of his business career, which is, what, 46 years in the pen industry, Ron?
That's correct, yes.
When we let off from our last break, we were talking about when you were a kid living in Miami Beach, you were really living the life, and you're a comedian. I think you were in Jerry Lewis's movie, The Bellboy. You had a cameo appearance of some sort, working with Larry King. But all of a sudden, this starts slowing down. What happened in this transition? What happened there, Ron?
Well, what happened was that the nightclub business was changing. And the work was getting more scarce. There was a big recession that hit in the late 1950s, and a lot of the nightclubs started to close. The tourists weren't coming. So, you have to think about doing something else. And then I committed the cardinal sin that Georgie Jessel, the old-time vaudevillian and Broadway star, once gave me one night after watching my act. And he was telling me that he thought I had a great future, and he said, but I'll give you some advice, kid. And I said, okay. And he said, if you ever fall in love and you want to get married before you make it to the big time, get out of the business.
Mm.
And so there was this young lady who I had known in high school. There was never anything romantic going on. We had not even dated. In fact, I mentioned to you earlier, John, about the band that I had put together. She was going with the saxophone player that was in my band.
Oh, boy.
And I bumped into her one time coming back from a tour. I was away on the road in 1958 working the Catskills in Boston and upstate New York and into Ohio, et cetera. And I came back after being away for 6 months and bumped into her in a restaurant and found out that she had broken up with him. And anyway, we went out a few nights later, and as they say, the rest is history. And God willing, this November, we will celebrate 48 years together.
Mm.
My point is, though, that when I wanted to marry her, because I was scared to death that somebody else would scoop her away,
mm-hmm.
and I had no money. You know, in show business, you put so much of your money back into your tuxedos and your orchestrations. Every comedian always sang a few songs, even if they were comedy songs, and you had to have orchestrations. So there was so much money to be spent. I had no savings. And what kind of a life is this going to be now to be married? And then, sure enough, within months of our getting married, she was pregnant.
Wow.
So 1 year after we were married, I was a father. And there was just no way that I could keep doing that. So, yeah, I was unemployed. It was a scary time. And I was looking around for a salesman's job because, not knowing if I could be a salesman or not, I just thought it might be the easiest thing to get into.
I was told that in between jobs, you were broke, unemployed, and scrounging around at construction sites for bottles so you could go redeem them for a couple of cents.
You know, that sounds like something that might help sell a book, but it is the God's honest truth. I would go out in the late afternoon when the construction workers would go home, and they would leave. There were no cans of sodas in those days. It was all bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 2-cent deposit. And I would go and collect those bottles and take them back to the nearest convenience store, get the deposit money so I could buy some packages of macaroni and cheese so that my wife and I could eat that for dinner, and buy a couple of jars of baby food so that the baby could eat.
Pretty tough supporting a wife and kid on 2 cents a deal, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing? But you do what you have to do.
Sure you do. So you, eventually your wife is reading the Miami Herald, stumbles across something, correct?
She did. She saw this ad that said the world's largest pen company looking for a salesman for the South Florida territory. Well, they lied because the company was Bic Pen,
mm-hmm.
and in 1961, nobody ever heard of Bic Pen,
mm-hmm.
and they were sure enough not the world's largest pen company. But anyway, you had to write a letter. It was a blind ad, and so you didn't even know the name of the company at that point. And the way I heard the story, there were about 60 or 65 applicants. They were hiring one, and I got the job.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you say? What did you say?
Well, the guy liked what I was saying, and he liked my style and the glib tongue and so forth. And finally he said to me, because he asked me how old I was, and I told him I was 22. And at the end of the interview, he said, geez, I'd give you the job in a minute, but I can't. And I said, why? He said, because I was told I had to hire somebody between the ages of 24 and 30.
You're 22.
I said, okay, I'm 24.
Oh, you're right. Well, that worked before, didn't it? It got you a paper route.
Yeah. My son-in-law once said to me, Dad, he said, I think the secret to your success is you're a liar. You lied about your age 2 times to get a job. If that's the biggest lie I ever told, then I may still have a chance to go to heaven someday.
Well, it's not like you're out there forging checks. You knew you could do the job, and
right.
Sometimes you got to bend the rule. Difference between bending the rules and breaking the rules. But you had a wife and kid that were hungry, and you had to do what you had to do to survive,
right.
You didn't hurt anybody in the process. So.
Nope, not at all.
You know, and so as we move on, you became a salesperson. My notes tell me, now you're 22 at this time, correct?
Correct.
My notes tell me by the time age 30, you had become the youngest national sales manager in the entire industry. Is that correct?
Yeah, I became national sales manager for Bic Pen, having moved a number of times. As the career started to go,
mm-hmm.
we started in Miami, and then we moved to Atlanta. And then from Atlanta, they moved me to Chicago.
Mm.
From Chicago, they moved me to Detroit. Every one of those moves was a promotion. But that was the only way I figured I could further my career. And by the time I was 30, they moved me to Connecticut, where the head office was, to become the national sales manager. So you're right. I was the youngest in the whole industry at that time.
Had to be tough on a marriage.
You know, I was married to this woman I told you about. She just was unbelievable. Never complained.
Mm.
Every time we moved, it was a new adventure for her.
Mm.
She would go to the nearest synagogue, and that was the way we would formulate friends. Never complained about it. I'm the one that complained. I don't move easily, and I didn't like the idea of picking up and packing and starting all over again. But it did work, and it was how we came to the attention of the top people at that company, and so they moved me to Connecticut at the end of 1968, and that's how I became sales manager.
in 1968. That's an incredible story when we think about that all came from your wife finding an ad in the Miami Herald. And when you think of that, folks, that one little tiny ad where his career, where Ron Shaw's career ended up. When we get back, there are a couple anecdotes I want to get out of his book and then find out how does he make the transition from having such a substantial job with Big Pen over to pilot. I mean, it sounds like, Ron, you can answer this later, that you were really on a stellar career going to all the top executive slots, or at least on your way, and you walked away. We're going to find out why you did that. Was it a better opportunity? Did you get the boot? What happened?
Yeah, I got the boot, and I'll be happy to tell you about it.
I love to hear it. Ron Shaw's on Legends of Success, folks. Chairman Emeritus of Pilot Pen. Be back right after this.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, back to the Legends of Success. Once again, here's John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. At the age of 36, Ron Shaw was the national sales manager at Big Pen Corporation, two slots away from the president's level. He had been that, he had that position for 6 years of his 14 years at the company, and all of a sudden, you're out. Did you leave? Did you get in an argument? Did you get the boot? What happened, Ron?
Yeah, I didn't get into any argument with anybody, and it was truly, as that cornball expression goes, about lightning out of a clear blue sky. It is the last thing that I expected would happen. There was, in those days, there was a Mr. Bick. And
really?
Yeah, and he started the company, and he owned the company. The family name is spelled B-I-C-H, and for all the obvious reasons, they pronounced it Bick.
Oh, maybe he was the other who booted you,
maybe,
you know.
Maybe. And he had 11 children. He had been married twice, and his first wife died, and he married again, and altogether 11 children. Mm-hmm. And he had one in particular who was, I guess, indeed the favorite, one who he thought was best suited someday to take his place, and he wanted to groom him. And so he said, you'll go to America, and you'll start in the business, because he had already been working as a stockbroker in Paris. That's where the family was from.
Sure.
And said, well, what do we do with Ron Shaw? Well, just, he's got to go. That's it. And so it was just that simple. I mean, it was just nepotism at its worst. And so all of a sudden, I'm out looking in.
Wow.
We had just finished. It was on the first working day of 1975. We had just finished 1974 with record sales, record profits. Company was already a public company by then. They have since privatized, by the way, but they were a public company then.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was going great. Well, the last thing you would think about is possibly being fired. So, I was 36 years old and had to start life all over again.
We'll be right back with Ron Shaw, Chairman Emeritus of the Pilot Pen Corporation of America. You're listening to Legends of Success.
A lot of people don't recognize the value of public relations. I learned that lesson as a performer. I used to pay people when I was a kid. I was a kid act, and I would pay a guy $5 a month to get my name in the paper. And so I took a lesson that I learned in show business, brought it to the pen business, because we had to get the name Pilot Pen out there. And the other issue is, and the reason that I'm so fascinated by the world of PR is, the average person believes what they read in the paper. And they don't even stop to think that maybe some PR person got it planted there.
Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Good morning. morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lessons by human beings while you were at BIC. What was the most valuable lesson you learned there?
I think I was learning, you know, how to read people, learning about the rigors of the corporate world. I mean, it is not all that it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. And, John, I get asked to speak quite a bit, and my favorite places to speak are on college campuses or to do commencement speeches, which I love to do, because I tell the students who are about to graduate college that if you think that this corporate world is going to be your answer to Easy Street, think again. And if I had it to do over again, I would definitely have gone into business for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told my three children, and they heard this at least once a month at the dinner table as they were growing up, don't think about doing what Daddy did. Go into business for yourself. And I would give them all the reasons of, and all what I thought were the advantages, that even if the business starts to go sour, I know the last person that's ever going to walk out the door.
Absolutely.
And anyway, that worked, by the way. All three of them, they're all grown now, married, and have children of their own, and all three of them are in business for themselves.
Mm. Well, they took it to another level.
Yeah.
They took it to another level. The one question before we get in how you got into pilot, the other question I had for you is, when you became a national sales manager at 30, didn't you have some resentment from older workers that you were leading?
Sure.
Well, how did you handle that?
Very much so. I just put on blinders and made like I didn't see it and just acted like I didn't hear it. But it was just an obvious thing. You know, who is this kid? I had some people in their 50s who were reporting to me.
I'm sure.
And I was 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I just went out and did my job. By that time, of course, I had a great record in sales. And so I just went out there and did my thing and told them what I thought and how to do this, how to do that. And I also listened. You know, I never went out there with the attitude that I know it all.
Sure.
And that my way is always the right way. And I always kept an open mind to listen. Well, yeah, maybe that'll work. And so it was a matter of gaining their confidence and recognizing that I wasn't some son of a rich owner, you know, who was thrust into this job. I earned it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I did it the hard way, and I think that's how I gained their respect.
Well, you go over to Pilot Pam, you get hired there. Now, at that time, they were a fraction of what BIC was. Am I right? They're doing only about $1 million a year.
Pilot Pam in 1974 mm-hmm. did $1 million a year in that year in America, and hardly anybody, unless you were an office supply dealer that specialized in writing instruments that were really called technical writing instruments in those days, you never heard of Pilot at that time.
And so what did you do to you were hired as their national sales manager, which is probably a fraction of what BIC's was.
Yeah, not only a fraction of what BIC was, but also a fraction of what my salary had been.
Well, you know, one step forward, two steps back. Hopefully
right.
It was three forward. What's the first thing you did to differentiate yourself and turn this company around?
The very first thing I did in the first week, I brought in a PR firm
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have an advertising budget. Hmm. Nobody, my family, anybody, friends, anybody I talked to. Where did you go to work? Pilot? What's Pilot then? So I wanted to get the name out there, and a lot of people don't recognize the value of public relations. I learned that lesson as a performer. Oh. I used to pay people when I was a kid. I was a kid act, and I would pay a guy $5 a month to get my name in the paper. Every city had showbiz columnists in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Walter Winchell, of course, was the best known, and there was Earl Wilson and Charlie Knickerbocker. There were all kinds of columnists. Who wrote about showbiz? Well, you needed to be in those columns.
Sure.
Sure. The agents had to see who you were in order for you to get work.
And what you're proving is that every lesson, every endeavor you have in a career in life, whether it's a failure, whether it's a success, you bring things forward with you to help to make you a greater success later on.
You certainly do. And so I took a lesson that I learned in show business, brought it to the pen business, because we had to get the name Pilot Pen out there. Mm-hmm. And the other issue is, and the reason that I am so fascinated by the world of PR is, the average person believes what they read in the paper. And they don't even stop to think that maybe some PR person got it planted there. And so we took advantage of that.
Sure.
And did things like in 1976, when the Democratic National Convention was held in New York City, and I went down to see the chairman of the convention, and I asked him if we could become the pen, the official pen of the Democratic Convention. Mm-hmm. Well, what did that mean? I know it didn't mean anything, John, but we got a lot of press out of it.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and so those are the kinds of things that you had to do to try to get this thing started and get this thing going.
So as you're looking back, and I knew in a few minutes we're going to run out of time, what are the most important lessons you have learned? I have people listening right now that are in business trying to bust through, and, you know, some of them aren't as confident as Ron Shaw was.
One of the things was, and I just touched on it a moment ago, and I used to tell this to the salesman when I would go with them and they're making a pitch to a customer, listen, don't occupy the entire conversation. Because a lot of times the customer, the one you're trying to sell, he'll give you a reason that will give you the close to your sale.
Oh, without a doubt.
All right, but if you're going to just constantly talk and yak, 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 you're going to talk yourself out of an order.
And as you look forward, now that you've retired, what in the world are you going to do?
You know, I love charity work, and it gives me a chance now to go out and do some things that are going to be good for mankind and be good for the community and help people who unfortunately may not be in a position to be able to help themselves. I am not going to sit home.
I am glad to hear the key thing I was listening for, that you're giving back or giving to the community. That, because right now you almost have an ethical responsibility after your long streak of success to help others come along who are having a tough time. So I commend
think
you.
I do, and I am definitely prepared to do that. And I've been doing it even as a businessman.
Oh.
Now I'm going to have even more time to do that.
Ron, I told you we'd run out of time quick.
Yeah, you did.
Well, all our great guests, at the time flies. I just want to thank you so much. I would say good luck in your retirement, but you're not slowing down, so I don't even call it a retirement.
Okay.
But I do wish you the best in all your endeavors, and I want to thank you for the gift of your time and sharing some of your wisdom with our guest today.
John, I'm flattered that you would want me as a guest, and I would hope that maybe for some young people that might have listened today, maybe there was a tip or two that they might have picked up and that they can use. I'd feel very good to know that.
Fabulous. And folks, if you want to email me, john@legendsofsuccess.com with your feedback, and I encourage you, read the book, whether you're in business or not. It's called Pilot Your Life by our guest today, Ron Shaw. I also want to thank our team at Legends of Success, producer Michael Parks, and each and every week, my best friend, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. Most of all, thank you for tuning in. It's so glad to have you with us. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need